Blog Talk Radio. Well, my brothers and my sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we are back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed, very thankful to the Most High. The opportunity to be back with you again to speak these very precious words that he has granted me for the blessing of his people. I welcome you to the show, and I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, I can only say to you that the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important, I said very, very important things for him to do. He told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. And I would even tell you, my brothers and sisters, that what I must do is tell you things. Yes, my brothers and sisters, tell you those things that when they are understood, Yes, when they are understood, giving consideration of all that has been spoken in the law and the prophets, it will become quite apparent, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers of the whole earth have been treacherous. I said, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, treacherous against the hope of peace. Hear me. It is time to understand reality. The reality is this, that the hope of faith in Yah beyond all the diversitudes of men has always been the hope that all will be brought together, reunited, delivered, regathered as one after the conscience, the one conscience the Most High declared is eternal. For in the beginning, from the very beginning, was this word, was this promise, was this purpose. From the very beginning, my brothers and sisters, that word was declared eternal in harmony with Yah. No deviation, no, my brothers and sisters, pollution or perversion in it. But the Most High promised and envisioned from the beginning is what is expected of every man to awaken to discern, even though this whole entire world and all its rulers were prophesied in advance that they would despise the knowledge of this truth. There's a reason, my brothers and sisters, whereby it is written. There's a reason why it is written. That Isaiah, for instance, in the 49th chapter, that Messiah will come forth, yes, the deliverer will come forth as the redeemer of Israel. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even the one who comes at the behest, the Holy One of Israel, the Redeemer of Israel, one whom men have been taught to despise, one the nations abhor. Even according to the scriptures, one who has been a servant of rulers, but who awakens, my brothers and sisters, to discern beyond all the vanities of man. Kings, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, have despised him. But kings, my brothers and sisters, shall also see, and when they arise, princes also shall worship him. Because the Most High, who is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, yes, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen Israel, and even chosen that Israel, out of Zion, shall come forth the awaited one. Yes, the awaited one. Under whom the gathering of all the peoples shall be. Why does the scripture speak of him in this wise? Genesis 49:10 speaks of the one called Shiloh. Under him the gathering of the people shall be. Why does the scripture speak of him in this wise? It is simply because, my brothers and sisters, this is the one the Most High sends for peace sake. Cast out all confusion. Cast aside all debate and doubt. This is the one the scriptures prophesied of, my brothers and my sisters. This is the one the scriptures prophesied of that must in order to liberate mankind. Must prove foolish. I said must prove foolish every partial and every perverse doctrine that men have trusted, my brothers and sisters, since man first fell away after the misallegiances of man. This is the one, my brothers and sisters, the awaited one of whom the scriptures relate. This is the righteous one for whom we have waited. We will rejoice and be made glad in his salvation. And he'll wipe away our tears from off our eyes. This is the one the scriptures speak of in Isaiah 25 that says he will cast aside the veil, the constraints of misrule that have misguided and blinded all the nations. This is the one, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures speak of. There'll be the salvation of this world reconciled unto one righteousness. Yes, even one blessed expectation. To the glory of Yah, his Father, from the rising sun, from the east, my brothers and sisters, even unto the west. Well, I can only tell you that the ancient expectation that was in the east concerning one who would reprove all the rulers. Yes, Isaiah 41 speaks of the deliverer, saying that he, as a righteous one, must prove foolish, even shall rebuke by his exceeding righteousness at the behest of the Most High himself. He is the one the scripture says must subdue even kings, make them dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow, trod down all the rulers, proving them treacherous, even as the potter treads clay. You need to read Isaiah 40:27 through 41:4, 41:21 through 42:4. Reading all out to Isaiah 43, it talks about this is the one who the prophets said would destroy Babylon once and for all. The one called the king of the Medes in Jeremiah 51. One called the king of the east in Revelation 16:12-21. One called the son of righteousness that arises according to Malachi in Malachi 4:2. The one, my brothers and sisters, that Zechariah at 3:8-6:12 calls the branch, also called by the same word, what is translated the branch, and also the bright morning star, sunrise. He is the one the prophet said would come suddenly, like the rising of the sun, to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light that the whole world would obscure. Remember, Messiah said, before the gospel went forth, he said to those who believed, he said, you'll be hated by all nations for my name, for my name's sake. How about because the nations despised and have despised to this very day the sovereign authority of the King of Kings? Knowing that the authority of the one called Shashin Shahe, King of the East, King of Kings, knowing that that one, Messiah said himself, will be hated by all the nations. We must understand what is written in Revelation 13. What is written in Micah, for instance, 24th chapter. All the prophecies that say, also Revelation 6, that the nations would vastly misrepresent the righteousness of the awaited one. The very fact that the gospel is a word intent for the express purpose to convert all the nations after the one Most High, declare the sovereignty of the one King that Yah has chosen. It is evident, my brothers and sisters, when we look around and see the divisions that exist among us, that rather than receiving the light of the gospel, the nations have vastly resisted the knowledge of the truth. Remember, Messiah said himself, that the spirit of truth, the testimony of truth, the worldly, those who delight in the confusions of man. That spirit, that testimony of truth, the worldly, will not receive. Well, I have a question to ask, my brothers and sisters, that being the case, since we still see some 45,000 denominations in the earth, some 280 nations, and I asked the Most High one time, why is there not peace? Since the only offering the Most High will accept from this earth is peace, how is it we still see a world so vastly awry after so much misopinion? Most High told me it's all the same lies, all the same avarice, all the same self-righteousness and presumptuousness that has turned man aside from the hope of peace, turned man aside not to become an inheritor of the peace that is promised, whereby men seeking to exalt themselves have turned aside from the righteousness of Yah. All that unrighteousness that has robbed the Most High of the offering due to him and robbed man the hope of peace since the dawn of human fall remains even to this. I said even unto this very day. Well, my brothers and sisters, scriptures tell us that Messiah must appear for the restoration, restitution. How about the remembrance of all things the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began? Meaning that something very, very critical, simply because there must be a remembrance. Deuteronomy 29:29-30-8. Also speak to the need for this latter-day remembrance. Malachi said, he restored the hearts of the fathers to the children. All these scriptures relate, my brothers and sisters, there's an ancient truth that the nations, having hated, have compelled all people to forget, nevertheless still not yet believing, that in all their differences that could never bring forth peace, that somehow, men and all the multitude of their differences were delivered from the deceits of men. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it makes absolutely no sense to believe while there are so many differences and contentions among us, there can never be a covenant that men have walked truly after, fully after the Spirit of the Most High. Brothers and sisters, the divisions that exist in the world, the differences of opinion that exist in the world, the Apostle Shaul said the reason why they exist is because men are functioning as carnal men and not as spiritual. And the scriptures tell us well that if we walk according to the flesh, or what seems wise according to the flesh, we will die. But if we subdue the spirit, subdue what is called the spirit of man, the carnal spirit of man, by the spirit of Yah, we will live. Kind of combining a few scriptures over in 1 Corinthians 2nd and 3rd with Romans 8. There's a spirit of sin and death, my brothers and sisters. Scripture speaks of it. A spirit that will not relate accurately what is the righteousness of Yah, even unto the demise of those who trust in the illusion. Scripture said those who prefer unrighteousness shall be damned. And there's what the scripture calls in Romans the spirit of, yes, my brothers and sisters, spirit of life, that the righteousness of Yah might be made complete in us. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. My utmost desire, as the apostle also Shaul said, is that all Israel might be saved. That means, my brothers and sisters, that Israel might be delivered. If you look at Romans 10, compared to the latter verses in Romans 11,
It says, his greatest desire for Israel, they might be delivered. How about delivered from all the false righteousness of men? Delivered from all the false righteousness of men having the law, but not seeking it by faith, knowing that Messiah shall be sent to declare absolutely what is the righteous understanding of all that is the law and the prophets. Even that he comes for the express purpose to reprove all the rulers, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, imams. I don't care what they call themselves. They're making a difference at that point. Whatever they call themselves, if they have not taught the people to expect the one who will reprove all kings, priests, and leaders, to declare the one righteousness of Yah, that every mouth or false doctrine of men might be silenced, and men recognize their guilt before Yah and having called upon his name after the vanities of the flesh. If they haven't taught you, my brothers and sisters, about Messiah comes with a word like a sharp two-edged sword, the pure, perfect word of Yah, to discern the thoughts and intents of every heart, to discern who will praise Yah as to the fullness of what he is and what he requires. If they didn't teach you, my brothers and sisters, that expectation wouldn't call Shiloh. Genesis 49:10, unto whom the gathering of the people shall be, and that he shall expose all the unrighteousness and all the treachery of the rulers. Isaiah 24:10-16, read all out through 25:10. All of it speaks the same. If they didn't tell you about Messiah comes to reprove all your pastors, that righteousness shall reign, then my brothers and sisters, they never taught you the gospel. Because to declare the reign of the Most High means men must exceed all the unrighteousness of their rulers. Wherever it is that men have not been true to all that was declared in the law and the prophets. Messiah said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. He said this with regard to the scribes and Pharisees. And when he sent forth the gospel, was sent forth by his apostles, he said, go forth and teach all the nations, convert all nations, meaning the nations too had to be converted to discern a righteousness exceeding them all. He said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, therefore else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. When he comes to declare the exceeding righteousness of Yah revealed, it is only those who will awaken to that truth that is only discerned by the power of Yah who will be delivered. It is written, my brothers and sisters, it is written in Isaiah 48 chapter, 22nd verse, also in the latter verses of Isaiah 57, concerning men having to exceed all the unrighteousness of all the nations, all the confusion, the Babylonish confusion of all the nations. Men must exceed then, therefore, wherever it is men have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness, it is written that Messiah will come forth saying, there will be no peace to the lawless, says Yah. Meaning, therefore, my brothers and sisters, many have not discerned this, but all that's contained in the law and the prophets is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope, one understanding, like-minded, bringing all nations obedient in word and deed. And it means, my brothers and sisters, wherever men have refused the expectation contained in the law and the prophets regarding anything that the Most High said, if men have refused to reason, to discern these things as one, then it means, my brothers and sisters, those who reject this consummate reckoning of the word shall not know peace, shall not enter unto the kingdom of Yah. Most High has sworn that those who will not know his ways will not enter into his rest. Please read Psalm 95, Hebrews 3-4, and understand. The Most High has forsworn, my brothers and sisters, that only those who follow the Lamb wherever he leads, only they who follow him, my brothers and sisters, who will declare the true righteousness of all the law and the prophets, only they, my brothers and sisters, shall inherit the land. And he said, all those who will not hear the testimony of that prophet, whom the Most High shall raise up from among his people. See, whoever will not hearken to him be cut off from among the people. Messiah will come forth according to Isaiah 48:22, saying, there's no peace to the lawless, no peace to those who will not see the consummate work the consummate vision that's contained in all that is the law and the prophets. And the scripture said he would come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations. Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of my mother has he made mention of my name. And in the shadow of his hand has concealed me. He's made my mouth like a sharp-edged sword. Messiah said, you must hearken to the perfect word against he come against you, come against you with the sword of his mouth. Read Revelation, really 2:6 to about 3:6 will pretty much help to understand the point. He said, in the shadow of his hand has he hid him. The scripture says he's called to reveal what indeed is the invariant light and glory of Yah, to bring Israel back, even to declare what is salvation to the ends of the earth, deliverance of all his people who would believe him, that they might discern beyond all the folly of all the rulers. I said that they might believe beyond all the folly, all the partial, all the perverse standards of the rulers, that they who believe might have an opportunity toward life. For Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, the scriptures say, ultimately, as a prophecy also concerning these latter days, that whoever believes in his righteousness, as he reveals it beyond all the misrepresentations of man, that those who believe in him might not perish, but have an opportunity toward everlasting life. But the condemnation of the world, my brothers and sisters, is that light has come into the world, and quite frankly, two-thirds of humanity will perish because light again will be revealed to this world. Scripture says Messiah will come to reveal the gospel again. And Scripture says two-thirds of humanity will perish because that light again revealed many have preferred unrighteousness, will prefer unrighteousness. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says they prefer darkness more than light, prefer to remain blind to those things that the nations have sought to obscure. And the end result of this, my brothers and sisters, in remaining dull of mind and heart, in forgetfulness, in blindness, so many of my brothers and sisters, because they will not accept the truth, because they will not accept that they have not known the truth, because they will not accept that they have been blinded by a system that would never tell the whole truth. Many choosing to believe deceivers who kept them from being able to perceive have believed deceivers, my brothers and sisters, prefer to believe deceivers rather than believe they have been blindly deceived. Well, truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, the question I ask is, since the prophets said in advance that the nations would forget these truths, how many are willing to cast their pride aside to discern the truth, my brothers and sisters, that has long been hid? I call this show Hidden Gospel Reveal for a reason. I call my website hiddengospel.com for a reason. There's very precious articles there called early, like one called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, The Secret City Prophecies, containing much truth, my brothers and sisters, that has been hid from the world through the course of ages. I ask the question, since without question I have no problem whatsoever, validating the statements I have made. I know from whence they have come. I pray that you will too. I have only, my brothers and sisters, a petition for the awakening of the masses. For only in that awakening, my brothers and sisters, shall men be found worthy to survive. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, Messiah said himself, whoever will not hearken to the law and the prophets, whoever will not exceed the unrighteousness of those who deny the law and the prophets, anything contained in it, shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. How shall man be confirmed, true of heart, and converted, till he first hears the word, that he might prove himself faithful, steadfast, in obedience to it? It is a great blessing, a great grace and favor from the Most High, then, my brothers and sisters, to have the opportunity to hear words as precious as the ones
you hear upon this show. Most High has told me directly, the words that I'm speaking to you are very precious, but they are only for the most humble soul. Messiah will come forth saying, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings, the gospel. How about the reign of the Most High in his kingdom? I didn't say the misrule of man. I didn't say the misruling standards that men have taught behind their pulpits and upon their thrones. So the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings, the whole word from on high, the word from above, reigning rule of the kingdom of Yah to the meek. To release the captives, those who never saw the keys to freedom. So I said, if you're my disciples, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. To release the captives, to open the eyes of the blind, those who never saw, and those who did not have a capacity to see. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the bind of the brokenhearted, wherever it is men have lost sight of genuine understanding, he comes to preach a word after the inspiration of the Most High from above, that men might transcend all the misallegiances that are the sin after partial and perverse standards of this world entire. A lot to speak about tonight, my brothers and sisters. Those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis, prayerfully by now, I said prayerfully by now, you've come to understand. And I've spoken about it in recent nights, what the Most High told me directly, that something that I would call the Israel-Kurdistan connection must be understood. I can only tell you that till men understand that ancient connection between Israel and the ancient Medo-Persian Empire. We talked a little bit earlier about Daniel 8:5-25, saying that Western empires, the empire that overthrew the Medo-Persian Empire, will be the one that challenges the Prince of Princes even to the end of the age. Well, my brothers and sisters, the East had the expectation of one who would declare to the world an absolute. And the prophecies say that that hope of absolution, which the West never had, seeking to preserve all the confusions of all their diverse gods of their pantheon, like I said, their groupings of gods and all their contradictions, it is an expectation, my brothers and sisters, the West to this very day has not embraced. But the prophecies say plainly that it will occur, that from the rising sun to the west, all will have the same expectation that was in the east of the one called Shiloh, who will reprove all the unrighteousness of all the rulers, that unto him shall the nations seek, and his rest, his peace shall be glorious. For he is the one, my brothers and sisters, who will expose all the rulers that all Israel know, that it is not wise to trust after the ways of the diverse Gentile nations who refuse to reason as one. For too long, long enough, I would say, those who would believe have been blind to the fact that they've fallen short of the very first commandment. People after the tribes of Israel scattered among the nations in different denominations, under different nations, under all manner of different rule, defied the very first command. And anywhere men are left double-mindedness after this wavering infirmity, the scripture says, because they have not overcome, they shall not, or should not even think that they receive anything from the Most High. It tells us, my brothers and sisters, that we only attain unto the kingdom of Yah if we attain victory in defining, or to, let's just say, discerning again the truth that the whole world is here. And discerning again, my brothers and sisters, to believe the truth that this world entire has resisted. There's no peace to the lawless, says my Yah, is the word of Messiah. No peace to those who deny any part of the law and the prophets. Therefore, only they who will hear the fullness of all that is said in the law and prophets, the law and the prophets, will inherit the holy kingdom. They who remember what has long been forgotten, what the whole world has ignored, these will be the ones called the faithful.
the sharp two-edged sword, as I said to you before, my brothers and sisters, by which the Most High, with the like a rod, also like a rod of iron, shall smite all the nations, according to Revelation 19, is the pure, perfect word. And whoever will not seek that perfect word, my brothers and sisters, shall not attain to the confirmation of those who be called faithful. I can only tell you that the scriptures say to us in Psalms 2, Psalms 14, Psalms 53, Isaiah 59, that the kings of the earth surely have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed, even against the hope of peace, even against the peacemaker. And that is why the nations rage and continue to imagine vain things without a solution. But the Most High has promised to send one, my brothers and sisters, to restore the hope of peace, that men see beyond all the illusions. And the scriptures tell us that Yah looked upon the sons of men. And as a prophecy concerning these latter days, Yah looked upon the sons of men and discerned there was none righteous. No righteous one. The word means the same thing. No, not one. When Yah raises up, true to his promise, the righteous one he has chosen, to reveal again unto his people his righteousness, that they might be delivered, that they might be true to one holy, pure, perfect covenant in the truth of his name, who, my brothers and sisters, will humble themselves to remember, to believe, and to obey. What if I were to show you, my brothers and sisters, so much contained in the law and the prophets themselves? There's so much of the law in the law and the prophets that the prophets themselves, Messiah and all the apostles, prophesied in advance that the nations would not receive and would forget. Would you be prepared to remember if you even saw in the scriptures where the scriptures said in advance the peoples would forget these things and that in the last days they must be remembered? Or would you, my brothers and sisters, prefer to believe that forgetfulness across, 45,000 denominations and 280 nations has not occurred? That the divide and conquer taxes of the nations? Would you prefer to believe that they have not had their effect? Or would you humble yourself to know that you must exceed the unrighteousness of your rulers, to discern what Messiah must come to bring? That you must prepare yourself for the coming of the Son of Man, who reproves all the rulers as treacherous and foolish, even fallen in their doctrines, that you might be delivered. Which would you do? My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, would you be willing to throw pride aside again, that peace on earth may come true to all that the Most High has planned? For he has forsworn that his word, his purpose, his plan, that he has sent forth, shall not return to him a void, but shall accomplish, shall be appeasing to him according to all that for which he sent it forth. The prophecies tell us in advance that when these things come to bear, that quite frankly, without question, the men will say that the Most High has performed all that he has spoken of old, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness, meaning that the salvation of man will come by that plan and that plan alone. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and these are the words, many of these, for those, as I said before, who have listened to this show on a regular basis. I've talked about the idea that I need to sometime move on past relaying so many fundamental words. Some of you have heard these things before. But I will just simply say this for those who have heard the show before, and for those who haven't, please go back and read and listen to the archives. It is evident that all the Eastern Empire that was once called Kurdistan, many are seeking to call it that again, all that was the Medo-Persian Empire, all the Jews of the East, the Hebrews of the East, the apostles, all the people of the East, true to the words of the prophets, particularly the prophet Isaiah, had the fervent expectation of the one called King of the East, the righteous one from the East, as the Savior of Israel. Even he who is as King of Peace, to be the salvation of the world. Peace with Yah, my brothers and sisters, according to only one standard. There is only one gospel of the King. There's only one gospel, one reigning rule of the kingdom. There are no contentions in it. Remember, long before Kurdistan became an empire, at the behest of the Most High himself, who said, Well, the scripture says the Persian king they call Cyrus the Great says all the kings, they would say all the kings of the earth has the Most High of heaven given him. And in giving him all these kingdoms, the scripture said that he was to send Israel wherever they've been scattered home. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the prophecies say the same one who did that before will return a second time to do the same thing again. Isaiah 11 spoke of it, particularly Isaiah 11, 10 through 12. 2 Thessalonians says that is latter-day prophecy, and you really need to talk and read the scriptures about that regathering in 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, particularly 2, 1 through 7 through 12. It must be understood, my brothers and sisters, that Israel's regathering exists in Israel's awakening beyond the pretenses of false righteousness that are among all the nations. For many of my brothers and sisters think that they have refuge among the nations where the truth is hid and where truth has been perverted. But my brothers and sisters, only one allegiance, only one consummate knowledge of truth is the salvation of man. It is evident that all Kurdistan, all the apostles, all the people of the East, the Hebrews of the East, all the prophets, all the saints, have a fervent expectation, my brothers and sisters, yes indeed, of the one the scriptures call Shiloh. They understood well concerning the one called the righteous one from the East, according to all the prophets, our prophet Isaiah had said, long before the Medo-Persian Empire even came into existence. And certainly once that empire came into existence, my brothers and sisters, I said, certainly once that empire came into existence, all those who had been part of it looked forward to the expression fully of all that was foreordained concerning the one whom the Most High had declared to establish that kingdom at his hands. And those who are wise know all the prophecies concerning him in Isaiah 45, Isaiah 41, Malachi 3rd through 4th. No, those prophecies are not totally fulfilled. But this is the one, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures prophesy of, that all the world might become one. Excuse me just a second, please. Well, given this consideration, my brothers and sisters, that the ancient expectation on the one righteous, one supreme righteousness, absolute in all the world, has remained something not fully absolved and understood, even as the faith in the West, that what men have called faith, not true to that promise, has not been truly faith unto peace, and has not been faith in the gospel at all. I will tell you, the scripture said Messiah said that the leaders would despise his name, his authority. It means that they, then, my brothers and sisters, have counterfeited, misrepresented, mocked the true nature of the one called the Anointed One. They gave you a title, Christ. It's a polytheist term, under the preservation of all the diverse rule of all the kings. But that is not the promise of the Savior. The promise of the Savior is that he would approve all the kings. I did not say he would approve all the unrighteousness, dishonorable standards of all the kings, but that he would reprove them all, that men discern what is indeed beyond all these is the righteousness of Yah. Since we're talking about the idea about what the early church believed and the people of 2,000 years and going beyond believed, I'll give consideration of Luke 1:78, the father of Yohanan the Baptist. Zechariah talked about Messiah and called him the day springing from on high, sunrise. Who else was he speaking about but the one called the morning star? The morning star is the rising sun that comes suddenly, cast out the darkness. 2 Kepha, 2 Peter 1:19-21 calls Messiah the morning star. Please look at the text like the NASB, NIV, RSV that talk about, that, let's just say, use the Dead Sea Scrolls as a reference. Revelation 16:12-21 calls Messiah the King of the East. It's not plural. The one before whom he would dry up the rivers. The one who would say he dried up the rivers, that his people might be free, showing men beyond the constraints of the rulers. In Isaiah 44:20-45:6-46:13, that one, my brothers and sisters, the one that bore the title King of the East, who Messiah said he is when he said in Revelation 22:16 that he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Revelation 7:2 calls Messiah the angel from the rising sun. The word for angel is king. Rising sun is east. This is the one that has the seal, the confirming seal of Yah, who decides, my brothers and sisters, who it is that will be true to a fullness of a word. Zechariah 3:8, who came after the reign of the one called King of the East. The King James Version once called him Cyrus the Great, but his empire was called Kurdistan for a reason. Zechariah 3:8, Zechariah 6:12 calls him branch. Same word is also translated sunrise, or rising of the sun. The Aramaic Targums say that he who is called the East will give rule, salvation, order, peace to the earth. Why, my brothers and sisters, have men not anticipated peace, this peace, according to all that is promised? Why have men not exalted and had expectation of this peace? Has it been that the rulers have indeed been treacherous? Who will understand in this time, my brothers and sisters? Most High told me again and again over the course of a couple of nights ago, every time when I fell asleep, he showed me, and then I woke up and went back to sleep and kept telling me the same thing again. Men must understand what is the Israel-Kurdistan connection. According to what it is that we're bringing into Babylon, please read Revelation 13. Please read Jeremiah 50th, 51st chapter, concerning the one called the King of the Medes, who will destroy Babylon once and for all. The word Medes is Mahdi, but the words for Mahdi there, my brothers and sisters, relate the one who is King of the Medes, just like the one who is King of the Kurds is called the Kurdi. Scripture says that he, my brothers and sisters, will destroy Babylon once and for all. But yet, since we still see the confusion of the nations everywhere, we must understand that if the nations have not spoken of this, it is to preserve unruly authority and not the truth of the gospel. Many, my brothers and sisters, have not understood, but even as late, since we're talking about this, even as late as the 7th century writing of the book they call the Quran, in the surahs, there is testimony, my brothers and sisters, of one called Dhul-Qarnayn. Some call him Dhul-Qarnayn. Those who understand, my brothers and sisters, know that this one of which we speak, yes, this is the one of which those texts speak, relating that many in the East were still expecting him. Did you hear him? That many were still expecting him. Well, my brothers and sisters, that this one they call Dhul-Qarnayn, or Dhul-Qarnayn, is the one also known as King of the Medes. And Messiah said that he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, Revelation 22:16. What does this mean? It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said that he is that one that was called the King of the Medes, who bore the title King of the East. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I can only tell you that all the prophets spoke of one who would deliver the people of Israel from all the illusions of all the nations that all gathered together under one peace. And all the prophets point only to one, my brothers and sisters, bearing the title, written offspring of David, the branch of the offspring of David, and the bright morning star. And that one, my brothers and sisters, the one that the scriptures in Isaiah 40 through 41 speak of with regard to one crying in the wilderness, that heralds the coming of the one Most High will say of him, who has stirred up this righteous man from the east and hastened him on. The one whom the Most High will show righteousness that exposes all the rulers as unrighteous. That one, my brothers and sisters, is the deliverer and the savior of the world. And regardless of how men have perceived the various saints of old, it is the one that fits the bill. All the characteristics described through scriptures spoke of to fulfill that office. My brothers and sisters, he had the trump card. For the scripture says he is the word from the beginning. He is the one, my brothers and sisters, that all the, in fact, he is the one whose spirit all the prophets prophesied by, who will understand it in his time. Roman imperialism, my brothers and sisters, depended upon silencing. Remember, we're talking about Greco-Romanism that had overcome the Medo-Persian Empire. Depended upon silencing the ancient hope of one who would prove foolish all the rulers, all the kings, and certainly all the rulers of the West. That's written in Daniel 8:5-25. Roman imperialism depended upon silencing that knowledge. Not only in the East, my brothers and sisters, but if the gospel were to spread into the West, the Romans felt it had to be tainted in such a way that Rome would still have control over the masses, divide and conquer, control over the masses against the gospel of the coming one, the awaited one, who proves foolish all the rulers of the earth, and men see beyond the boundaries of all their rivers and all the spiritual constraints, blindness of mind and heart that is their rulers, that me and my brothers and sisters might have one shepherd, and that Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, might be established and founded upon a foundation of truth unto peace eternal. So it's written, my brothers and sisters, so much to be done. And if the nations of the earth have not taught you this truth, they did not teach you this gospel concerning the one called Shiloh, the king over all kings. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the dreams and aspirations of the East must become the common understanding of all the nations. The promises, my brothers and sisters, understood in the East according to the prophets, the prophet Isaiah and so many others, must become the common understanding. But the scriptures in Isaiah 41 said in advance the rulers would not accept these things. In fact, the scripture said in the last day, this is the gospel they would not preach. But whether or not men will open to this truth, my brothers and sisters, will decide whether or not they are acceptable unto Yah. Have decided for many, but you have a chance today. For the scriptures prophesied that the Most High would send his righteous one at a time when he looked and saw no righteousness. No one righteous, no not one, no righteous one. He would send a righteous one. That those who believe in his righteousness reveal, my brothers and sisters, might all take hold of his Shabbat, take hold of his covenant, take hold of all that pleases Yah, that his house should be called a house of prayer and praise true to his righteousness, even unto all the nations. Who, my brothers and sisters, will hearken to these words, and who will prefer the counsel of another? Read Isaiah 56 chapter, my brothers and sisters, 1 through 8, and understand. Understand, however, we're going to have to understand what's going on, because since we understand, those of us who are wise understand what were the sentiments of the East, we have to ask how it came to be. How it came to be that these truths have been by and large wiped from the thoughts of men, even as the prophets Isaiah, prophet Isaiah in particular, and Malachi said would be. Well, I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. 2 Thessalonians warned against the intrusions of the people of the West. Warned against the intrusion of the principalities and powers, who would establish a pretense that men no longer recognize their iniquities because the folly of the nations has come to preside even in the temples of the Most High Yah. So much so that men preferring unrighteousness rather than righteousness would be damned. Those who believe in lies would be damned. Those who didn't have a love for the truth would be damned. I can only tell you that when Westerners came in, holding the ideals of the West, calling themselves believers, people of the East immediately recognized and called them idolatrous. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, but it was still a divide and conquer tactic because it got to the point that many in the East, when they heard of anyone calling himself per se, after the title that some would call Christian, they began to call them suspect, believing that perhaps some of the intrusions of the West were part of their conscience, and they sought to preserve the truth. that they had attained. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that Islam is very definitely, I said very definitely, since Islam, like Western Christianity, and what is now rabbinical Judaism, resulting of oppression in the West, we need to talk about that. Since they all have forgotten the foundation, many ways have forgotten the foundation and the expectation of the one called the Kurdi, King of the East, Cyrus the Great. In the English, they call Cyrus the Great anyway. Since they have forgotten the foundation of that one who must reconcile all mankind by reproving all the kings, priests, rabbis, elders, imams, whatever, our brothers and sisters, they are all the offshoot of Western intrusion. Even Roman Catholic schemes, my brothers and sisters, against the Most High, against His anointed, and against the hope of peace, even against the gospel. I would tell you that any so-called belief or faith has forgotten this foundation written in all the law and the prophets. All of them, my brothers and sisters, are falling short of the glory of Yah. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said all nations will despise the believers for the sake of His name. They will despise His authority. They will despise His truth. They will despise the expectation. They will despise the eventuality foretold in the prophets that in Messiah's appearing, all the rulers of the earth will be found lacking. All the rulers of the earth will be found treacherous. Because in so many ways, once they blotted this expectation out of the minds, men not discerning the missing link, many will be too prideful to admit that they had never attained the victory. A lot of leaders out there, my brothers and sisters, who dare to say that if people don't know the truth, they don't intend to tell them. If you're willing to accept crap, they will sell it to you. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that it is those who know their righteousness and their understanding of the law and the prophets must exceed what is common to man that will attain. It's time to realize some things, my brothers and sisters. I'm going to just lay out some few facts about the East or Kurdistan-Israel connection. Isaiah 13 relates indeed that the Medes with Israel will conquer Babylon, will conquer all the confusion of the nations. Jeremiah 48-51 all also said the same. I will even go as far as to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that in all actuality, Joel, third chapter, intimates that the people of the East will realize that it is Western intrusion that has divided the peoples of the East, and the Most High will gather His people Israel. In fact, the scripture even goes as far as to say that Israel, even with the people of Palestine, oh, we're still talking about many who have been under Islam. I'm talking about in the book of Zechariah in the 9th chapter. So all to be one with Israel and Judah. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. Following one king. And the scripture says He will bend His bow over Israel and set His sons, Israel, against your sons, O Greece. You need to understand what that's about. My brothers and sisters, there are those today, I've talked to people on both sides, East and West, and believe me, there are those who somewhat understand what I'm talking about. In the East, I've talked to people who have been in Iran since before the so-called Islamic Revolution around 1974, and I would tell you that that revolution wasn't entirely religiously based. It was a matter of getting the Shah out of office, a Western puppet that they called the Shah of Iran that they wanted to remove. You need to understand, our brothers and sisters, such things as why Saddam Hussein called his enemies friends of Iran and Israel. It is only relatively recently, my brothers and sisters, that Iran has come under the power of the Ayatollahs. need to understand, brothers and sisters, why it is that once many of the Kurds had a chance to get a piece of land, now called Kirkuk, controlling a lot of oil interests there in actually northern Iraq, how it is that they already have become a major contributor for oil to the nation state called Israel. No, I'm not saying, my brothers and sisters, that the nation state we see over there now is true to all the covenant. Absolutely not. It is very much so a secular state, even a, if you want to call it, a mini U.S. Very much so influenced after the secular ideals of the West. But my brothers and sisters, that land shall be purged of all the misconceits and all the false gods and all the false standards of all the nations, for a holy empire will be established at Jerusalem. And very soon, my brothers and sisters, all the nations of the world shall know it. Don't believe the hype. I can only tell you that many are they in Iran today. They consider some of the charades that were raised by Ahmadinejad to be a shame, especially in the light of the prophecies. A lot to think about, my brothers and sisters, a lot to think about. Remember, where this East and West oil thing is concerned, remember there's still just one World Bank, and that has a lot of implications. As I said to you before, the Most High said he has looked upon the sons of men and saw none righteous, no, not one. No righteous one. Isaiah 59 said, no intercessor. The Most High shall raise up a righteous one who shall put upon righteousness as a breastplate, helmet of salvation upon his head. At a time when the Most High says he looked upon the sons of men and saw that whoever turns toward righteousness, turns from evil, turns toward righteousness, even toward the hope of the righteous one, would make himself a prey. How many understand, brothers and sisters, that Jews scattered into Western Europe, for instance, having not a homeland of their own, homeland occupied by who were called then oftentimes Muslims. Muslims. How many understand, our brothers and sisters, who the Palestinians really are? Many of them being Jews that stayed on the land throughout the whole time, but oftentimes under good wind, much persecution by the surrounding Islamic nations. How many understand that? Prophecies in Zechariah 9 talks about that too. A lot of things I've talked about on this show about that. Many of the Palestinians having more of the Kohanim genes than most all the people coming back from Europe and the West. Well, long story short of it is this. Having no land of their own, seeking to cope with the designs of the Gentile nations, do you really think that they could talk about the appearing of the one called King of the East, Cyrus the Great, the one who would approve all the rulership of all the nations foolish, and certainly prove the nations of the West foolish by having not embraced that expectation? There's a reason why, my brothers and sisters, Jews were persecuted, who would have held to the expectation of a Messiah. It is because, my brothers and sisters, the concept of Messiah they would have held to is one relating to all the prophets, concerning the one called the King of the East, the Shiloh, the righteous one, my brothers and sisters, who proves the unrighteous of all the nations to be ashamed. Rome couldn't talk about that, my brothers and sisters, and talk about having an eternal Roman Empire. Rome, whose heritage is that of ancient Greece, defiant against the monotheist Medo-Persian Empire, couldn't talk about, my brothers and sisters, their empire being overthrown by the one that they had conquered. But the prophecies, my brothers and sisters, are plain. It's very obvious the one called the King of the East will reclaim all that is his ancient empire, all the West, even the whole world. Do you think Western Rome, under Roman Catholic influence, Rome and Roman Catholic influence that sought to silence this expectation, do you think those who spoke of these things would still be favored? Absolutely not. I've said to you before, just like Western Christianity, just like Rabbinical Judaism as it is today, so Islam is also in so many ways tainted after the oppression of Roman Catholic influence. A lot in the Quran is very, very evident where it came from. Yes, very definitely, Roman Western influence. And all the prophets say that in the last day the people of the East will understand it and will unite as one, because the children of Abraham are brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. All across the territory that we might call the East today. And the day will come that all that are the true children of Abraham will understand the meaning of the scripture where it says you belong to the Kurdi, the righteous one, the Shiloh, the expectation of the Shiloh, one who exceeds all the elementary principles of the world, proves them all foolish, to restore the faith beyond all debate and doubt. So if you belong to the Kurdi, they put down Christ, but I told you that word Christ is polytheist. So if you belong to the hope of the Kurdi, the righteous one, you are then the sons of Abraham. Abraham knew not to trust the rulers, but to trust Yah unto his perfect will. So if you belong to the Kurdi, the expectation of the one who reproves all the kings, then are you the sons of Abraham according to the promise. For Abraham knew that there is no righteousness, no attainment to the kingdom of Yah after the imperfect will of men. Abraham was told to walk after the perfect will of Yah, and this would be the blessing, the healing, the peace of all the nations. Who will understand in this time? Since we understand that the only acceptable offering the Most High will accept is peace, it's quite evident that the rulers of the earth, my brothers and sisters, with their own priorities and agendas are not, I repeat, not to be trusted. The scriptures tell us quite well that the Messiah is our peace. One called the Kurdi, that they knew as the offspring of David and the bright morning star. That one, my brothers and sisters, is peace. The reconciled beyond all separations, Jew and Gentile, unto one standard. And if they did not teach you who Messiah is, according to all that was understood of him in the early church, I'm telling you, if they didn't teach this to you, my brothers and sisters, they didn't teach you the gospel. I can only tell you that 2,000 years ago, if you were to call Messiah the Kurdi, that was commonplace. If you would have called him King of the East, that was commonplace. The faith was called Kurdish Shania, Kur, Sun, Tis, Raz, Shah, King, King of the East, Shashin Shahe, King of Kings. There wouldn't have been anything out of the ordinary about that. Remember, Messiah said he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, and that message is the testimony that must go forth in all the churches. Well, the churches haven't taught it, so what are these things that people call churches today? They won't even tell you to expect Messiah according to all the prophecies of the titles of which I've mentioned. If they have not taught you these things, my brothers and sisters, what does the scripture say? If the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. I would say they are, these words to you have been hid, then they are hid to those who have been misled, who have been blinded. My brothers and sisters, captives in bondage. But he said, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings. The whole sure word. I didn't say a bunch of hasty conclusions. To the meek. Those who are prideful, thinking they already know all they need to know, not knowing that they need to seek the Most High to prepare for one who comes with exceeding righteousness. And the scripture says Messiah comes forth, and he will say, the one that heralds him says, comfort ye, O my people. The word in Hebrew is nacham. The word in the Greek with for repent is metanoia. And both of them relate, comfort ye, O my people, unto a raising of conscience in preparation for one who has intimate, exceeding knowledge of Yah, that all might be raised to the standard beyond all the boxes and cages of fallen standards into which men have fallen. I pray, my brothers and sisters, you will understand that. There's no peace, my brothers and sisters, according to the ways of the wicked. No peace, my brothers and sisters, according to those who will not understand the one law. Because the one law, my brothers and sisters, is reverberated in the fact of what Most High told me directly. What he said to me, there's only one law that is lawful. One law that is just. One law that appeases the Most High. One law that brings forth order and agreement with him. And it is his. Everything else is lawlessness. The Greeks took the word nomos for law, same word they used for all their civil, political, social, and pseudo-religious rule, and used that same word nomos for the law of the Most High. They're entirely juxtaposed. The grace, the favor of the Most High, that he reveals his law, that you're no longer subject to the foolish, fallen, false, insufficient, therefore deceitful standards of a diverse humanity. Blessed are they who will understand this. There's no salvation, no peace in unrighteousness. And faith, my brothers and sisters, in the one, must always be, has always been, unto peace in the will of one. Therefore, since men claim to have faith, not realizing that the scripture says ultimately that faith comes by hearing a word from Yah, even in the warning that not all have heard to preach the gospel or the word of the one king, and there is only one, many of my brothers and sisters have been beguiled by a false faith that does not trust in him who is one. Who, my brothers and sisters, will understand? If we seek the perfect will of Yah, knowing that your righteousness must exceed and your understanding of the law and the prophets and your reckoning and obedience to the law and the prophets must exceed that of your leaders, if you understood this, my brothers and sisters, they could not run their mojo game on you. You would know that there's a truth that is only revealed by the Most High himself, since the leaders would not speak it. Scripture says, all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered in the last days. But it said in Jerusalem, in the city of peace, the city of a covenant, the city of agreement with Yah, there shall be deliverance, but it's to a remnant whom the Most High has called. Nobody rises to that dimension of conscience lest the Most High draw them. No one, my brothers and sisters, rebukes or blasphemes or insults the opportunity under that wisdom. No one who does it, my brothers and sisters, should expect that he shall yet arise. Messiah said, the spirit of truth, the world will not receive. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I reveal myself. It is those, my brothers and sisters, who hearing the exceeding truth that the world had not spoken, who hearing the truth, my brothers and sisters, the world sought to hide, those who will remain vessels to keep, preserve, maintain, and defend that word, they are the ones, my brothers and sisters, that will be called chosen and faithful, who will understand it. Blessed are they who will discern it in its time. I'm looking at something that I've gotten from someone re-Resistors Radio. Well, I can only tell you that for the moment we got a little bit of problem because all I'm seeing on my end is, let's just say, like computer-like characters. It's not coming through clearly. Let me scroll through it a little bit and see what happens. There might be a possibility I can read this. Let me see if I can do something quickly. I might be able to copy this and transcribe it with something else. Let me see if I can do that. Give me just a moment. If it's possible to do it, I will do it. I might get the drift of this message. Let's see what I have to do here. Put it in another format. And if it can be quickly transcribed, I'll see what we can do with it. Okay. It is possible. Okay, I see what you have written, and let me see what else I can do. I need to make sure I can get all of this. And I do look forward to speaking with you. I see somebody here. Let me move quickly. I see somebody that is showing up in the interface. Apparently, I have a caller here. With the area code 817. So look at it, I got about 12 minutes left in the show. I got a few things still yet to talk. The speaker, of course. But I want to open up the doors
conversation for a few moments. About to open the mic now. 817 Exchange. Ah, good evening to you, caller. Well, I see you there. It looked like you were asking to speak. If you do desire to speak, even though it looks like you hit the number one, go ahead and hit it now. If not, I'll just move on. Okay. Let me do this quickly. Give me just a moment. Okay. All righty then. Let's go on back to where we were. Okay. The scriptures tell us in Isaiah 48, the men have sworn by the holy name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. One scripture says in Isaiah 59, the Most High looked upon men and saw none righteous. Basically saying the same thing, none righteous, no, not one. Those who turn toward righteousness make themselves a prey. He saw no intercessor, no one to help. Therefore, his chosen ally, chosen arm, he said, to bring salvation to him. Well, Most High told me, till all who call upon his name are one, we are not delivered. And there's alternate influences in the midst. They must be purged out. Most High said in Isaiah 48, therefore he must refine his people. For a moment he would defer his anger, that he refine his people. Because he would not give his glory to another. For his holy name's sake, for the consecration of his holy name's sake, will he do this. Blessed are they who will understand. It means, my brothers and sisters, that when the Most High has seen such treachery against righteous representation of himself, he is not pleased. Woe to those who believe that after unrighteousness, by favor, wrought in unbelief, that they are still yet delivered from deceit. When the scripture says, by grace are you saved, it means by the knowledge of the truth. The Most High reveals himself. Have men the opportunity. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? The opportunity to indeed be delivered. To no longer be misled, but to discern the righteousness of one. As Yah is one, so must also be his people. So the Messiah will come forth according to Isaiah 48. Scripture says, who is there among you who can declare how men have fallen short, sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness? He said, the Most High called this one to do his will, perform his purpose against Babylon, to overthrow all the confusions of man. The men no longer are snared after misconceit, but that they might see the glorious light of invariant truth. Isaiah 48, my brothers and sisters, speak to this one coming forth, saying that he is the one whom the Most High has sent to show you the way that you should go. Saying from the beginning, from the creation, from the time that it was, from the beginning, there am I. And now the Most High has sent me with his spirit. And he said, oh, that you had only kept his commandments. Again, I'm saying that the word from the beginning, the commandments, the conscience the Most High declared from the beginning is indeed eternal. The purpose, the plan, the word, the conceit, the ideals, the plan of the Most High. That's what that word, debar, means. The promise of the Most High from the beginning shall not return to him void. It is a constant in harmony with the mind of Yah. And my brothers and sisters, that plan is the eternal one. There is no other. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is that the Most High declared a plan from the beginning, and only those who find that path and walk along the continuum of that righteousness, my brothers and sisters, are those who have walked the path of life. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who find it and will not turn back.
What does the scripture say of Messiah? Isaiah 50th chapter. It said Messiah will come forth saying, morning by morning as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary, those who have become spiritually weakened, forgetful, not having discerned, my brothers and sisters, what is the time of ages, what is the word, what is the wisdom of ages. It's called the priest after the order of Melchizedek, the eternal priest, meaning that those truths that men have a tendency to forget and that their priests perish. That truth, my brothers and sisters, that was declared from the beginning, he comes to fully restore. Who will understand the restorer, my brothers and sisters? After the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, bringing all things to remembrance, reproving all sin, all misallegiances, reproving whatever it is man has had allegiance to, short-sighted, hasty conclusions, worldliness. If that one, my brothers and sisters, who comes to restore that wisdom is the Savior. I tell you again, my brothers and sisters, Messiah called himself the root offspring of David, one who was before David and the offspring of David. One called the bright morning star. Revelation 22:16. Verses before it says, blessed are they who do his commandments, and they may have a right to the tree of life. Verses after say that this is his testimony that must be testified in all the churches. They mistranslated things and they said the word angel. The word angel there is the word for message. Testimony. And the testimony that must be testified in all the churches. The churches have not taught. And the scripture says, whoever adds to this word adds ultimately damnation to his soul, takes away the opportunity unto eternal life, partakes in all the curses that are written in the book. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures say that the one who must declare absolute righteousness must reprove and must show foolish every miscreant standard, that men might be delivered from every deceit. For every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. Blessed are they who will understand it. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the time has come to no longer walk after delusion, but understand who Messiah said that he is. When Yah raises up his righteous one, who will discern the rod that cries upon the city? And who will discern who has appointed it? Even him who declares to mankind what is required, O man. You can read Micah 6 and 5 through 9. Understand why the rulers have not talked to you about what the scriptures call, what I call the secret city prophecies, concerning that city from which Messiah emerges, that city that is an example of all the diverse confusions of a whole world. Numbers 24, 14 through 17 through 19 calls it the city of often the city of Moab, that is mentioned also in Isaiah 15:16. It says, whoever seeks to preserve the ways of that wicked city shall not survive. Scripture talks about in Isaiah 19:18 through 25, called the city of confusion, the city of destruction. It says, in that city of destruction, rebuking all the falsehood of the nations, men shall know a vow to the Most High, that there shall finally be world peace. Why don't they teach you about that, my brothers and sisters? Isaiah 24, particularly 10 through 16 verses, talk about that city of confusion broken down, that then men will finally recognize the righteous one, and men shall finally say, in the destruction of that city, that the cities of ruthless nations shall worship Yah. Again, saying this is the righteous one for whom we have waited. We'll rejoice and be made glad in his salvation. He'll wipe away our tears from off our eyes. He'll cast aside the veil of misconceits, the false righteousness that has blinded all the nations. Who, my brothers and sisters, will understand those prophecies, Isaiah 66 chapter, around 66th verse, and finally sits back and talk about how Messiah must reprove cities, the city, and the temple? How about church and state? Declare the absolute righteousness of Yah. A destruction, a word of destruction going forth from the city, and Israel shall know it. That Israel shall be reborn as a nation, suddenly as if in one day. Who will understand it in its
time. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Who will understand these things? And it's time. I know you rulers haven't told you, but check out my website, hiddengospel.com. Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Check out hiddengospel.com.
90 seconds.
Article called Secret City Prophecies. Article called Remember the Promise. Tribulation 70 to 365 A.D. All these things, please, my brothers and sisters, for holy name's sake, examine them. For it is those who are willing to remember what the whole world will compel you to forget. Has compelled the peoples to forget. Never to know what Rome sought to destroy from the minds of men, hoping the men would never remember.
60 seconds.
These things are promised shall be restored to the minds of men. And as they, my brothers and sisters, who have faith to believe what the scriptures have said, even if the rulers would not speak it. These are the ones, my brothers and sisters, called of Yah to understand that will reap the blessed inheritance and the hope of peace that has been the hope of all the saints. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To his might, honor, and praise always, hallelujah! Remember what was written. Messiah will come forth saying, if there's no peace to those who deny any part of the law and the prophets, no peace to the lawless who walk after the peace of the nations, will I speak to you, my brothers and sisters, of the words of the law and the prophets that the rulers have hid from you. Blessed are they who will hear him. Till we speak again, I thank the Most High for every ear he brings near.